We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
With Margaret Brennan here from Face the Nation. Boy, there's a lot of stuff to talk about. Some breaking news this morning as well. We'll get to that in a second. I do want to mention a wonderful event coming up here already. I can't believe it's almost the end of May, but May 31st, so next week, and June 1st, downtown St. Paul. The Flint Hills Resources Pine Bend Refinery sponsors the world-class Flint Hills Family Festival, and it provides children and families this wonderful opportunity to experience international puppetry, dance, music, drama, acrobatics, and culture. So you have singers and dancers and actors from across the world, and they really do transform downtown St. Paul into this artistic wonderland, and you have dozens of free interactive activities. Now, I would encourage you, even though they're free, they still have tickets for these events, so go to ordway.org/festival ASAP and get these before they're all gone. Indoors, they have events, too. Those are a very small fee, so affordability on this is wonderful. And it is the 19th annual time they've done it. Flint Hills has been there every step of the way. The kids will have a chance next week to be out there the whole week from the different schools. And then on the 31st and June 1st, the rest of us get to head on over there, and it is a wonderful family weekend. So the Ordway and Flint Hills Resources are celebrating this wonderful, long-standing partnership, and this is a world-class festival. So gather up the family, head to St. Paul. Let's create some memories that are going to last a lifetime at the International Children's Festival, again, May 31st, June 1st, downtown St. Paul. Learn more at ordway.org/festival. Margaret Brennan is a host of CBS's Face the Nation that you see here on WCCO-TV every Sunday. Good enough to join us here this Friday morning. Hi, Margaret.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Well, just want to get your reaction to the breaking news out of the U.K.
With Theresa May announcing that she will be stepping aside, now we have the timeline for that. Unable to engineer the U.K.'s exit from the European Union in a way that could get really the widespread support of her own government. For her, it was admitting defeat here. And it's something that still leaves the UK in a bit of a quagmire. They know that the British people voted for this idea of extracting themselves, but no one has been able to come up with a plan that can really get widespread support and what that's going to look like. So she was in tears by the end of her announcement, saying, you know, she is the second female prime minister. She will not be the last. She's been given an impossible task.
Well, it's just unbelievable because I think, what, she had three different proposals and they've all been rejected. So I can't even imagine how they're going to get out of this thing.
Yeah, it's a challenge for whoever does have to take up leadership next. And it's something that, you know, it's going to also face some immediate attention here in the U.S., particularly because the president is expected to be headed to the U.K. quite soon for that state visit. And so the U.S. will have to figure out how to finesse some of this, but it will have impact on the financial markets in the immediate sense because, of course, this adds a new level of uncertainty as to what comes next for our close ally.
Yeah, and there's been uncertainty all week in those doggone markets. Hey, I want to ask you about the president yesterday giving Attorney General Bill Barr new powers to review and potentially release related classified information. Can you tell us more about that, Margaret?
Yes, the White House released that statement yesterday. Look, when you hear the president say he wants to move on, the Mueller report's done, and his Republican allies say the same thing, this is the part they aren't ready to say they're ready to put to bed. In fact, this is a new investigation the president wants launched. And there is some consternation here, particularly among members of the intelligence community, that in the president's directive to tell them to give the attorney general whatever he wants in a way that could compromise sources and methods, could reveal some of the sources of information that traced the Russian election meddling back to the Kremlin. And so there is some concern that this could mean disclosure of intelligence that's politically motivated rather than with national security in mind. There's a lot of concern as to what kind of precedent this sets. But this is something that the president has now ordered, and thus the intel community must comply. This goes back to the investigation that was launched after someone associated with his campaign by the name of George Papadopoulos started talking to foreign nationals who were allied with the U.S. about what he said was damaging information about the president obtained, or excuse me, about the president's rival, Hillary Clinton.
And then the latest on the special counsel, Robert Mueller, and apparently willing to testify privately. Is that correct?
That is what we heard Jerry Nadler, a congressman who is heading up the House Judiciary Committee, a Democrat, what he has said publicly in a television interview last night, that Robert Mueller would agree to come in and answer questions, but didn't want to do it with cameras in the room and the kind of live wall-to-wall broadcast that many had been anticipating. He said he would make a statement to the public, according to Chairman Nadler, but didn't want to do that Q&A in front of the cameras. So we'll see what that means, what level of detail will come out. Of course, it's rare that some of the things that are testified to in Congress don't in some way or other become public, but we will have to see. We'll talk about some of this on Sunday. We've got actually someone from your neck of the woods, Senator Ron Johnson, who is head of the Homeland Security Committee, and he'll talk about some of this, but also the crisis at the border.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, that ought to be fascinating. And speaking of that sort of thing, I see a lawyer for WikiLeaks founder Assange says that they're going to have unprecedented charges against his client, and he's claiming it threatens all journalists.
Well, yeah, it is definitely a matter of debate if you consider Julian Assange a journalist. Certainly some of his defenders would say because he was working to try to get information that was meant to remain private and share it in the public interest that he should fall under that category. But of course, the espionage charges, the things that he is being accused of here in the United States have to do with encouraging the hacking of a Pentagon computer to get classified information. So this is a case that no doubt will face a lot of scrutiny on a number of levels. He's not being charged that we've seen just yet under some of the things having to do with WikiLeaks disclosure of hacked emails from the DNC during the 2016 campaign. The 17 counts of espionage had to do with all the diplomatic secrets that were made public back in 2010.
I just don't have enough time for you on these Fridays.
I know.
We've got the Persian Gulf. We've got that hostility between the president and the speaker. And there's so many things going on, Margaret, man. I don't even know Sunday. It's hard even, as you've said many times, hard to schedule a show because everything moves so fast.
Yeah, our team of producers is constantly sort of drinking from a fire hose. It's true.
Well, listen, have a great show. I'll be watching you for sure, and I always appreciate your time here on Fridays.
All right, thanks.
She is Margaret Brennan, host of CBS's Face the Nation, 628 Traffic. Coming up next, this is the Morning News. Dave Lee here, 52, southeast winds at 9 right now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.